Let's start talking about the third bracha of Brachas HaTorah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Bo Chabonu Mikol HaAmim, V'Nosan Lanu Es Toirasoi, Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisen HaTorah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who has chosen us from among all the nations, and He has given us His Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, the giver of the Torah. So what I'd like to focus on today is we don't say Asher Bo Chabonu. We don't say Blessed are you Hashem that chose us. We could have said Asher Bo Chabonu, but also not us Torah and given us this Torah. We say Asher Bo Chabonu Mikol HaAmim. We say you have chosen us from among all the nations. There's an emphasis here on Mikol HaAmim. Every time we say by Kiddush also on Yom Tov, we say Asher Bo Chabonu Mikol HaAmim. Right? You have chosen us from all nations. It's not just Asher Bo Chabonu. It seems that it would be self-explanatory if we would just say Asher Bo Chabonu. You chose us. Obviously, you chose us from among the nations. And then, as soon as we finish saying this bracha, we say Brachas Kehanim. Right, you start right away with Berachas Hashem Yishmerecha. We begin with Berachas Kehanim. So we've spoken about this already. What the connection is, Berachas Kehanim to Kabbalah to Berachas HaTorah, and I'd like to offer another approach is how it is directly related to this third bracha. The one that is immediately mentioned right before Berachas Kehanim. So we have Emir Tashem in a couple of weeks from now. We'll be reading Parshas Chukas. In Parshas Chukas, there is a parsha where Bnei Yisrael are trying to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they send messengers to Melech Edom, to the king of Edom. They want to go through their land. They send a very nice message, Koyam Rachicha Yisrael, so is your brother Yisrael, so says your brother Yisrael, you know everything we've gone through. Nabra Nabra Atzacha, let us go through your land. Loi Nabra Besodah V'cherem, we won't pass by any field or any vineyards. L'nishta Mei Be'er, we won't drink any of your water. Derech HaMelech Nedech, we'll walk the path of the king. L'nita Yom Nesmoel, we won't deviate to the right or to the left. Until we pass through your boundaries. And Edom says to Bnei Yisrael, Lo yisaver bi, do not pass through me. Pen bacherevei tedekrasecha, I might go out to greet you with a sword. So Bnei Yisrael send the message back. Vamesila nala, we'll ascend through the path. Vimei mecha nishta, and if we will drink your water, Ani and Miknai, we and our animals, Vanasati Mikram, will pay for them. Rakein Dova, Bragle Avoda. Just let us go through. Vayom Le Sovereign said, no. Adam said, absolutely not. There's a Medrash. Now, immediately after this Parsha, Parsha of Bnei Yisrael sending messengers to Edom. Aharon HaKohen passes away. Mamash, the next Pesukim, Hashem says to Aharon to go up to Hor HaHor, and Aharon passes away. The Medrash darshins the Smuchim. The Medrash darshins why the death of Aharon is written right next to the parsha of the sending messengers to Edom. And the Medrash brings a pasuk that says, "B'hischabercha im Rasha, parat alekimas ma'asacha." Since you wanted to connect to the Rasha, therefore Hashem broke through your actions. And basically, the Medrash says, as a result of us trying to connect to Melech Edom, that is why Aharon HaKohen passed away. And the kasha is the kasha here is. Moshe Rabbeinu did not send messengers to Edom without Hashem telling him to do so. So why in the world should Bnei Yisrael be punished if Hashem says to send messengers to Edom? In this parsha itself, we need to understand what is Melech Edom sends back to Bnei Yisrael. They send the message, Lo Yisav Rabbi, do not pass through me. Pen Bacher Beitelek Rasacha. I might go to greet you with a sword. You should have said, Ki Bacher Beitelek Rasacha. Because I will go greet you with a sword. I might go greet you with a sword. What's the Pen Bacher? And then, what did Bnei Yisrael add the second time they sent messengers? He already said no. What's this holarichus? We'll go through the path, and if we'll drink your water, we'll pay for it. What is Bnei Yisrael adding here? I'm going to go into a bunch of different areas, and at the end, hopefully, we'll come together. The name Yaakov is spelled Yud Ayin Kuf Vez. That's how the name Yaakov is spelled. Besides one time in the Torah. One time in the Torah it's spelled Yud Ayin Kuf Vav Vez. Yaakov, it's spelled with a Vav. And that time is in Parshat B'chukosai, in the Pasuk, in the Toichecha. In the middle of the Toichecha there's a Pasuk, V'zacharti Yisbrisi Yaakov, I will remember my covenant with Yaakov and also my covenant with Yitzchak and also my covenant with Avram. I will remember. That Yaakov and that pasuk is written Yud Ayin Kuf Vav Vayis. It's the only time in the Torah. In Nevi'im Ksuvim there's more times. But in the Torah there's only one time. And I'd like to suggest a reason why it's written specifically like that in that place. When Rivka wanted Yaakov to go steal the blessings from Esav, right? Yitzchak had told Esav to go fetch some food for him, and that he would give him brachas before he dies. And Rivka tells Yaakov to go masquerade as Esav, and to take the brachas. So there's a dialogue between, if you look into the psukim, there's a dialogue between Yaakov and Rivka. And Yaakov says to Rivka, Ula yimusheni avi, I'm afraid my father might touch me. In his eyes I will look like a hypocrite. I'm afraid I'm going to bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing. To which Rivka responds, upon me is your curse, my son. And the Targum Unklus on that pasuk Rashi told us. Targum Unklus says, Va'ameres le'ime. His mother said to him, Alai is amr b'nevuah. It has been told to me in prophecy, the lo yesum levatai aloch b'ri, that no curse will come upon you, my son. That's what Alai kilalas kabani means. I have been told b'nevuah that there will be no klal. No, it has nothing to do with that. Right, once you have the brachas, it's over. It's too late. So we need to understand here what was Yaakov's taina, what was Yaakov so concerned about, and what Rivka's answer really was in a bit more depth. In Parshas Vayishlach, the pasuk says, Vayivasa Yaakov levadoi. Yaakov remained by himself, and a man wrestled with him until the morning. He saw that he was not able to overcome Yaakov. So he touched the spoon of Yaakov's thigh. So then the pasuk says, "Vayemer shalcheni ki ola hashachar." Then the sar shal Esav, right? This ish we know, the sar shal Esav says to Yaakov, "Let me go." "Vayemer le hashalecha kim berachtani." I will not send you away until you bless me. And Rashi says, what kind of brachas are we talking about here? I want you to admit to me that I deserve the brachas that my father gave me. So this was the Sar Shal Esav, who Yaakov had stolen the brachas from. So Yaakov wanted him to admit that he owes him the brachas, that the brachas belong to him. So numerous things we need to understand. First of all, it seems that the whole Sar Shal Esav wrestling with Yaakov was a result of Ayivasa Yaakov Levad, of Yaakov remaining by himself. What does one have to do with the other? What is the inyan of touching the kafi reichai, touching the spoon of his thigh, kafi reichai? What's the inyan of kafi reichai? And why specifically here did Yaakov want him to admit to the brachas? So, I'd like to suggest the following approach to all of the above. Chassam Sofer says in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach that the brachas that Yitzchak was going to give over to Esav were the brachas that Yitzchak had received from Avram, which Avram had received from Hashem. These are the Birchas Avram. Right, when Hashem said to Avram, V'heyei Baracha, right, you shall be a blesser. That was a bracha Hashem gave, a power Hashem gave to Avram. Avram gave that to Yitzchak, and now Yitzchak wanted to give that to Esav. Why in the world would Yitzchak want to give that to Esav? I mean, after all, there was a clear difference between Yaakov and Esav. Right? And even if Esav was able to fool his father, still, you know, Yaakov was Yoshev Aholim. Yaakov was someone who sat and learned Torah Yom Valayla. Why not give the brachas to Yaakov? So he says that the reason why Avram Avinu deserved the brachas from Hashem in the first place was because Avram lived among idol worshippers. He dealt with idol worshippers. He had an open tent. All kinds of people would come in. His dealings would be with them. He was confronted with constant challenges in Emunah. And yet, he maintained his Emunah despite all those challenges, despite his dealings with all different kinds of people. That's why he deserved the brachas. Says the Chassam Sofer, that the brachas of Avraham Avinu, since they came to Avraham as a result of Avraham Avinu's maintaining his emuna in the face of adversity, therefore those brachas can only have an effect on people who maintain their emuna, maintain their righteousness despite adversity. So therefore, says Chassam Sofer, Yitzchak felt that Yaakov can't be a recipient of the brachas. Because Yaakov sits day and night in the Beis Medrash. He faces no adversity whatsoever. He's in his own bubble. He learns Torah Yom V'Laila. The brachas can't possibly have an effect on Yaakov. However, Esav, who is out in the field, and his dealings are with all kinds of people. And yet, Esav still asks all these wonderful questions of Heich Masner Samelach, how do you take Meister off of salt and off of... So here's a person who, despite facing all the adversity that he faces on a constant basis, he's still righteous. This is the person who the brachas will have an effect upon. Says Chassam Sofer, this is why Chazal criticized Yaakov Avinu. Parshas Vayishlach, right? Yaakov Avinu sends a message to Esav. Yishlach Yaakov lachem lefanav el Esav achiv, right? Im Lavan garti, I lived with Lavan. Rashi says, v'tayag mitzvah shamarti, and I observed the 613 mitzvahs. So Chazal, on this pasuk, in the Medrash say, Marzik ba'oznei hakelav, they call Yaakov the person who's holding on to the ears of the dog. Meaning he's enticing, enticing the dog against himself. What are you doing this for? Where do you find Yaakov enticing Esav? So he said the message to Esav was, had you not forced me to leave my father's home, and to go to Lavan, the brachas would never have had an effect on me. Because in order for these brachas to have an effect, you have to face adversity and maintain your righteousness in the face of adversity. Had I remained in the Beis Medrash, the brachas would never have any effect. I must thank you, Esav. You sent me to Lavan. You, Esav, you caused the brachas to have an effect. Because in Lavan Garti, I lived with God, lived with Lavan, V'tayag mitzvah shamarati. I observed the tayag mitzvahs v'loy lamalati m'masav aron. I did not learn from his bad deeds. Now the brachas will take effect. And I have you to thank, Esav. So Chazal criticized Yaakov for enticing the dog. And this is why the brachas could only be given while Yaakov is wearing Esav's clothing. That's where brachas have an effect. When the Jew is out in the world wearing Esav's clothing, in Esav's world, doing all the things we need to do for Parnassah and so on and so forth out in the field, and yet maintaining the pnimius of Yaakov, that is how the brachas have to be given. And that's why Yitzchak says, it's a plea, you look into the puzzle, it doesn't make any sense. Yitzchak says, Akol kol Yaakov, Vayidayim yidei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, and the hands are the hands of Esav, Vayivarcheyu, and he blesses him. Well, aren't you suspicious? Right? You just realize the voice is the voice of Yaakov, the hands are the hands of Esav. So why don't you ask more questions? The answer is no. Yitzchak doesn't care who he's given the brachas to. He knows he has to give the brachas to a person who's Yadayim Yidei Esav and a Kol Kol Yaakov. That is the type of person that gets the brachas. The person that gets the brachas is somebody who does the thing that Esav does, meaning we're out in the field and we're in the business world, in the non-Jewish world, facing adversity, yet maintaining the Kol Kol Yaakov. Maintaining the voice of Yaakov, that's the person who gets the brachas. Doesn't matter if it's Esav or Yaakov. What? No. Esav did not maintain his righteousness. No, the brachas can only have an effect on a person who is in Esav's world and maintains their righteousness. It can't take an effect on a person who does not maintain their righteousness. So it had to be Yaakov. So what we're saying is that the brachas now can only take an effect on a person who is in Esav's world, but yet doesn't attach themselves to Esav's world. It has to be a person who maintains the Kol Kol Yaakov. Right? It can't be a person that goes into Esav's world and becomes part of Esav's world. That's Esav, as Joel just said. That's Esav. You can't. The brachas are not chal on Esav. It has to be a person who's ayodayim ed Esav, is in Esav's world, maintains the righteousness like Avraham Avinu and like Yaakov in the house of Lavan. That's where the brachas take effect. If a person chas v'shalom goes into Esav's world and becomes attached to Esav's world, then the brachas take no effect. And I believe that this is the cherev that Yitzchak talks about. When Yitzchak says to Esav, when Esav starts crying, give me a bracha too. Yitzchak says to Esav, al chal b'cha tichya, you will live on your sword. What is Esav's sword? Esav's sword is getting Yaakov to attach to his world. That's when Yaakov loses the brachas. And throughout the generations, the nations of the world try to attract us, try to pull us in, to assimilate with them. And as soon as that happens, we lose the brachas. The brachas can only be when we are in that world, yet maintain our own. And that's why cherev is the same letters as chiber, right? As attaching. Right, what the cherev of Esav is to be mechaber us, is to attach us to his world. And that's why Yitzchak says to Esav, "V'hayakasha torid," as soon as Yaakov goes under, "V'farakta ulam el tzavarecha," that's when you remove his yoke from your shoulders. And the torid is, when does Yaakov descend? When he attaches himself to Esav's world. And this is what Yaakov was afraid of. Rivka wanted him to go get the brachas. The brachas was all gashmias. It's all physicality. That's what the brachas are. The dew of the heavens, the fat of the earth. And Yaakov says, and you want me to go in clothed like Esav, with the yadayim de Esav? I'm afraid I'm going to attach myself to that world. Once I attach myself to that world, the brachas are worthless. To which Rivka responds. So that's why Yaakov says, "Veivasi olai klal avolai bracha." This whole thing might not be a bracha. It might be a curse. It might be a curse, not a blessing. Because once I attach myself to that world, there is no bracha. To which Rivka responds, "Alai kilalos chavani." No, I'm telling you, I have nevuah, I have prophecy, that you will not attach yourself to that world. You have nothing to be worried about. Now, in the Zohar Kodesh, it says that the word Yaakov, the name Yaakov, is Yud Ekev. We won't go into why what the difference is Yud Ekev, but even in the Torah, right, the reason why his name was Yaakov is because Yodo Yechezes Ba'akev Esav, his hand was grabbing onto the Esav's heel. It's Yud Ekev. If that's the case, Yaakov with a Vav, as it's written in Parshas Bukhukosai, the only time in the Torah, Yaakov with a Vav is Yod Akoiv. What's the difference between Akev and Akoiv? Heaven and earth. Akoiv, Ayin Kuv Vavez, is a Rosh HaTevis. It's an acronym for Alai Klala V'loi Bracha. Right? That is what Yaakov was afraid of. I'm bringing upon myself a curse and not a blessing. That is when Yaakov attaches himself to Esav's world. That's why it's with a Vav. Vav is an Ois HaChibur. It's a letter of connection. When Yaakov is written with a Vav, that represents Yaakov connecting to Esav's world. And that is when it's Alai Klala V'loi Bracha. That's when there's a Klala, not a Bracha. And that's why the only time it's written like that in the Torah is in the Toichacha. It's in the curses. In Parshas Bukhah Koisai, when all these terrible things can come upon Yidden when they attach themselves to Esav's world, it's the only time it's written with a Vav. Alai Klala V'loi Bracha. Akev, Yud Akev, the way it's written, Yaakov is usually written, Akev is Rosh HaTevis, Olai Kilalascha B'ni. That's what Rivka answered. Olai Kilalascha B'ni, I know B'nevuah, you will not attach yourself. So Yaakov with Avav is Olai Kilalav Loi Bracha, which represents that the Chas V'Sholom, the Klala, will come upon him since he has the Avav, Hachibur, attaching himself to Esav's world. And Yaakov without Evav is Yud Ekev, which is Olai Kilalos Chavani. Nothing to be concerned about, because you're not going to attach yourself to Esav's world. Sar Shal Esav sees Yaakov Avinu maintaining his own. Vayevosa Yaakov Levadoi. If you have Chassidish eyes, what you see in this pasuk is Vayevosa Yaakov Levad Vav. Yaakov remained without a Vav. Vayeovek Ish Im Vav. Came along the Esav Shel Esav and wrestled with Yaakov that he should attach himself to him. That there should be, Yaakov should be with Avav. But he was not able to overcome Yaakov. Now, he wasn't attaching, he went back to get them with that. He thought that this was an opportunity, right? Yeah. Very good. So basically what we've said is that there's, in order for the brachas to have any effect upon us, it requires us to, as Yaakov did, It requires us to clothe ourselves in the garments of Esav, meaning to do the things that Esav does, yet to maintain our kedusha, to maintain our emuna, our yiddishkeit, despite being in Esav's world. So, what is required is to be like Esav, but not being Esav. That's what Yaakov did. He was like Esav. He wasn't Esav. You know, there's a difference. What is the difference between the word ani and the word anoichi? No, ani means I, anoichi means I. Anu is us. Ani means I, anoichi is I. What's the difference? I know the difference in letters, right? The only difference in letters is that there's a chaf and anoichi. Right? Why is there a chaf and anoichi? Whenever the word anoichi is written, it doesn't mean my essence. Chaf is a chaf hadimyon. Chaf is like me. Hashem says, Anoichi Hashem alaykecha. He appears to Bnei Yisrael, I am Hashem your God. Were they able to see his essence? You can't see Hashem's essence. Right? When we don't see Hashem, Hashem said, Ani Hashem alaykecha. because I am, he's referring to himself, his essence. He, when he appears to us at Kabbalah Satoyin and says, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, Ani Hashem Aleikecha, it can't be. That would indicate that what we're seeing is his essence. We can't see Hashem's essence. It's Anoichi. It's like, what you're seeing is like me. So how does Yaakov, look at the difference between the way Yaakov identifies himself to Yitzchak and the way Esav identifies himself to Yitzchak. When they both walk in, Yaakov says, Anoichi Esav Becharecha. He says, uses the word Anoichi. Esav walks in, he says, Ani Bincha Becharecha Esav. He says, Ani. Because Esav was Ani. That was Esav. Yaakov didn't want to say Ani because he wasn't Esav. Anoichi, I'm like Esav. So what is required of us is to have that chav. If we're going to go into the world of Esav, if we want those brachas to have an effect upon us, we need to have that chav. And that's why the Sar Shel Esav is about Yiga B'chav Yerechai. Whatever he was able, what he wanted to, what the Sar Shel Esav wanted to grab onto was the chav. He couldn't grab onto the chav of Yaakov. Yaakov didn't let. V'yarki lo yochaloi. But Yerecha means his descendants. Right? As we always say, Yotze Yerecha, Vayiga Bachaf Yerecha. He was able to have an effect on Yaakov's descendants. And that we, Yaakov's descendants, when we go into Esav's world, we need a lot of Siyata Deshmayim, a lot of protection, a lot of Yerushamayim, not to become attached to Esav's world. So now let's go back to Parshas Chukas. Who are we sending a message to? We're sending a message to Esav's grandchildren, to Edom. Koyam arachicha Yisrael. Right? This is what your brother Yisrael says. Right? We're talking to, this is Yaakov and Esav having a conversation here. Nabra nabra atzecha. We want to pass through your land. We don't want to have any relationship with you. We don't want to connect to you. Nabra nabra atzecha. We want to pass through your land. We're not going to drink your water. We're not going to deviate to the right or to the left. We want to go through without attaching ourselves to you. We don't want any of your chiber. We don't want any of your cherev. We don't want to attach ourselves to you. Well, Yemir Edom says, Loi Savarbi, I don't want you just passing through. I want to suggest that you should, we want some of this cherev, we want you to attach to us. That's our cherev. Our cherev is about chiber, is about connecting, getting you to connect to us. That's what it's all about. Here is when Israel gave in. The second time, wasn't al pi adibur. Hashem didn't tell them to go back to answer. So you know what? Maybe we will drink your water, and if we'll drink, we'll pay for it. Says the Medrash, v'hischabercha im Rasha. You wanted to connect to the Rasha. Aharon HaKohen is going to pass away. Why Aharon HaKohen? Aharon HaKohen is, as Chazal tell us, Oyev Shalom, Vareidev Shalom, Oyev Sabriyaz and Makar Vala Torah. Aharon HaKohen was involved in Kiruv. Now, the whole purpose of the Bria is Kiruv Rechaikim. The whole purpose of the Bria is to bring that is distant closer. Meaning, Hashem sent us down into this physical world. Matters that seem to be distant from spirituality. Right? We live in a world of Gashmias. And what we're supposed to do is go into Esav's world and bring things closer, right? Do things l'shem shemayim. We're supposed to eat l'shem shemayim and drink l'shem shemayim. Do business l'shem shemayim. That's kiruv rechaikim, right? We're bringing those that are distant closer. The only way to do that, though, is not to attach ourselves to that world. We can't forfeit our emuna, our kedusha, our ruchnias, while we're attaching ourselves, while we're going into that world. We're supposed to attach that world to us, not attach ourselves to that world. And Aharon was the professional. Right? Aharon was Mekarav Rechaikim. Mekarav in the Torah. He would go and find Yidden that are distant and bring them closer. And anybody that's involved in Kiruv needs to know that we're supposed to have people interested, attached to us, not us attached to them. The bracha can only have an effect when we go into that world and not become attached to them. That's what Aharon HaKohen is all about. And that's why Aharon HaKohen is the one that will bless Bnei Yisrael. Because the brachas can only be chal. The brachas can only have an effect when somebody is involved in kiruv rechaikim. Only when somebody is involved in going into that world, into Yisrael's world, and not attaching themselves. But here, Beis Chabercha in Rasha, since we attached ourselves to Esav, we lost Aharon HaKohen. So now coming back to our bracha, Berachas HaTorah. Baruch atah Hashem Aleikenu Melech HaOlam. I'm sorry, where did I lose you? No, we had Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen was our role model, and we weren't utilizing the tools that Ibn Shalom gave us. That's the way it works. Now, the way we are, how do we go into Esav's world and remain and maintain our own? How do we maintain our own kedusha? How do we maintain our emunah? How do we maintain our identity when we go into Esav's world? If Esav stands for chiber, right, attaching us to his world, and that is his cherev, that is his sword, and chiber and cherev is the same oisius, we also have to use those same letters. And we are going to use the word bachar. We have to remember, asher bachar bonu mikol amin. He has chosen us, the Rebbe Yisrael has chosen us from within all the nations. Meaning we can be within all of the nations and yet remember that Hashem has chosen us, we are the chosen nation. It is beneath us to attach ourselves to that world. The way a Yid is able to maintain, the way we are able to maintain our identity when we are within Kol Ha'amim is to remember Asher Bachar Banu, to remember that Hashem has chosen us. The bachar, the fact that we are chosen, is what saves us from the chiver and the cherev of Esav. And so we make the bracha every morning before we go out and do anything. Asher bachar bonu mikol ha'amim. You have chosen us specifically mikol ha'amim. That is the bachar bonu. That is why we're such a chosen nation. Not because we can sit in the Bais Medrash and learn Yom HaLayla. Because we can be through the middle of Kol Ha'amim and still remember that Bachar Banu, that Hashem has chosen us. And that's why it immediately follows with Berachas Kahana. If we remember Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, V'nasalonu Tzayrasai, if we remember it while we're within Kol Ha'amim, then Asher Bachar Banu, then we can be Zaycha to the bracha, to the brachas of Aharon HaKohen. We can be zeichet to the brachas Kehanim. That is when the brachas have an effect upon us. When we are in Esav's world and we don't connect to it. We have to remember that we have to remain Yaakov without Avav. Alai kelalas chavani. That the Rivka says, no klala can ever be chal upon us. If we go into Esav's world and yet maintain our identity, that is specifically when the brachas take effect upon us. May we be zoicha to fulfill the purpose of the bria, being mekarav rechaikim, bring everything that is distant closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, yet in maintaining our identity through Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim, And by that we shall all be zoicha to all the brachas and the Torah, the beruchnias, the begashmias, and to be as Mashiach said, Kainu, v'meheru v'yameinu, amen.